Obviously, yeah. Stallone is a more talented man.
Yeah.
But Terminator 2.
It was also that Guns N' Roses video.
That was pretty huge.
You know, the
I don't remember
what Guns N' Roses was.
That's how deep my appreciation.
You could I don't know the song. Be my eye, but your way.
I think the interview is just going to be us about talking about 80s action movies.
Hey, can we talk about...
Don't get me started.
Total Recall's nice.
The best movie.
Warrior? Can we talk about Warrior?
Warrior was so good. Oh, man. Here with the Immaculate is talking about 80s action movies. But let's do it for real. So here live, WFMU, you guys just heard from the Immaculates. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Hey.
We all looking professional. I like that you all got dressed up to come to the radio station.
We're a professional band. We were just at our professional, band type things.
So being a professional band, coming in looking all professional, something you don't see a whole lot of going on in Brooklyn right now. Why are you such professionals?
I think that answers the question.
Yeah.
That question answers itself.
Definitely.
Just because no one else is putting some class on it?
Because we're a professional band, so we have to appear as a professional band.
Okay. Because I guess the first and last time I saw you guys, you had built up like full-on risers. You're like it felt like I was on the Ed Sullivan Show, like doing a little dance number.
That was the idea.
That's what we were going for.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Nice. What other missions do you have besides just class?
I mean, this band was formed as a party band, but a professional party band. just like... playing fun music that's, fun.
Yeah,
definitely.
Cool, and it's pretty stripped down, but what's everybody do so they know what's going on?
I'm Matt, and I play bass guitar.
I'm Jay, I play the vocal chords.
Cyrus, I play drums.
Word. And so you get a lot of sound out of a whole stripped down kind of thing, but it's funky, it's soul. You're saying it's a party band. Do you try to describe it any more than that, or are you just like, no, it's a party band?
No, I think it depends on who you're talking to. I think in general, soul music, party band, good times.
When the band was thought about, it was at a party and we were listening to soul music and we were like, well, it'd be fun if we played this kind of as a joke. Or not a joke, not the music would be as a joke, but like, it's fun if we played this and just got together and did it. And then we were like, okay, let's do that next week. And then we did. And we're like, actually, this is pretty cool.
Because you all play in a bunch of other things aren't the soul band.
Not at all. I'd say maybe the most common thing is like really harsh noise music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a common thread.
So I guess that's what's odd about you guys right now. You're out there playing shows with, rock and roll bands and noisy bands and other stuff like that. And you come out and suits and ties and soul music. Yeah. What's been the response like to you when you show up like that?
Overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, people start dressing up for our shows, which is
yeah,
really feeling good.
I think the kids are hungry for musicianship.
Yeah,
and maybe something that's not what they see all the time. I mean, I think it a part of it was an aesthetic choice to like avoid cliche and kind of crappy aesthetics, but. It's not a coincidence that we don't have like a regular six-string guitar player.
Martin.
Because I think it helps us to think about making music in a totally different way than would otherwise be kind of really easy and conventional with like.
Yeah, the guitar too. It's like it can sometimes, as we all play guitar, at least two of us do a lot. I was pretty sure, but it was kind of a funny thought in my head while I was looking at you.
You imagine me shredding?
Yeah, just like he's like, actually, by the way, it's easy to like just kind of go with the norm there and make it kind of cheesy or something like that. And since the music is already kind of it's like almost wants to go to be campy or something, it like keeps it.
I think only in our world playing soul music is out of the norm.
Yeah,
you're probably right,
but that's okay. That's the world that we live in. It's like that was also the other thing. It was like, well, let's do something that's like not in our world, because we're so involved in music, all of us, we felt like music had maybe gotten that we were involved in got a little away from being fun and away from being like music that
you want to dance to.
Yeah.
And that's why, too, like the setup, too, we were like something that we could just set up at any party, any bar in the corner. We don't need a PA. I sing through an amp,
Except the risers.
Well, we brought those.
Yeah, we made those.
Yeah. I was bummed you didn't bring them tonight.
Hey, man.
They're still at Secret Project Robot Gallery.
Yeah. I think I might have been a
one-time deal. It was good.
You wouldn't want to do that too much, you know? It's like,
I don't know. I think I'd like to see it every time.
I'm with you, Brandon.
Speaking of seeing you, when's the next time you guys got something lined up?
We have two shows coming up. We have one on the 3rd at Shea Stadium.
And then one on the 6th at Death by Audio, I think.
Then another one on 420 at Glasslands.
Yeah. So, only
is it the 6th or is it the 5th?
Whichever the Sunday is.
So you have some shows coming up. Where can they find out the info on your music and your shows?
TheImmaculous.com.
Yeah, I think so.
And who's the show with 420 with?
420 is with Gary Wilson.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
a
be
show.
Awesome.
That's going to be a party.
Yeah, we're
honored.
I really like Gary Wilson.
He's totally insane.
Yeah.
But also party music.
I feel like it will, you know, we'll kind of match up with them.
I saw him a few, like 2 or 3 years ago, and, you know, still running around with the glasses, throwing baby powder with a doll strapped to his back.
Yeah.
Killer.
I've never seen him. So
you'll dig it. You'll dig it. It'll be fun. 420 with Gary Wilson at where'd you say?
Glasslands.
That's gonna be the party.
But yeah, then
it's gonna be really fun.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks too. We're pretty excited with the 3rd show too.
Oh yeah,
it's at Cyrus's. You know.
Oh yeah, Greg from Deerhoff is like my.
It's his new band we're doing. I think it's one of the guys from Rainer Maria too or something.
Yeah,
I heard that name a bit.
I know.
Yeah,
word. That's like it's like second only to Keith Moon in my eyes as like drum icon. So I'm pretty. I'm going to drop my sticks a lot, and I'm going to break all my drum heads. And
word. So you guys have anything recorded? Where can they purchase the party music?
You can purchase party music through iTunes and also at FamousClass.com, Famous Class Records.
That's right, FamousClass.com.
We have a 7-inch that's already out, came out a couple months ago, and then we have a new one coming out in like about a month and a half from Chish. And we played songs from both. And then there was a Natural Child cover, too.
Some friends of ours
from
Nashville, Tennessee.
And we're never going to play that song again.
That's only for you.
That's it? Exclusive? Radio exclusive?
We learned it for the show. One time only. Nice. It's done.
Thank you. Radio exclusive from the Immaculates. Thanks, fellas, for coming up and playing live.
Thank you.
See you with Gary Wilson, 420 at Glasslands, for sure.
Yeah.
Peace, fellas.
Bye.